Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Sarah Palin is getting a rare second chance in her defamation lawsuit against the New York Times, with jury selection starting Monday in federal court in Manhattan. The case stems from a 2017 editorial that falsely linked one of Palin's political ads to a mass shooting involving former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords. Although the Times issued a correction the next day, Palin sued, claiming the editorial damaged her reputation. In the original 2022 trial, both the judge and jury rejected her claims, but the judge's early ruling, announced before jury deliberations concluded, was seen by jurors via smartphone push alerts, prompting an appeals court to order a retrial. Palin's case faces steep legal hurdles due to longstanding Supreme Court precedent, requiring public figures to prove actual malice. The retrial comes amid shifting legal winds for media outlets, with recent defamation settlements involving CNN and MSNBC. Still, Palin isn't seeking financial damages from lost income, leaving the broader implications for press protections at the heart of the case. The Kenai Peninsula Borough voted on to restore weather buoys. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell with more.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly will vote tomorrow on a resolution urging Congress and federal agencies to restore and maintain Alaska's marine weather buoys. The measure, sponsored by Assemblymembers Willie Dunn of Homer and Leslie Morton of Soldotna, highlights growing concern over buoy outages affecting maritime safety. At least seven of Alaska's 27 National Data Buoy Center stations are currently offline, including the critical Seal Rocks buoy near Prince William Sound. That buoy provides key data used by the U.S. Coast Guard to determine when oil tankers can safely navigate through Hinchinbrook Entrance under post-Exxon Valdez safety rules. With the buoy out, the Coast Guard must rely on less reliable weather forecasts, increasing the risk of accidents. The resolution warns that any mishap could harm subsistence lifestyles, damage ecosystems, and disrupt fishing, tourism, and marine commerce on the Kenai Peninsula. It also calls for restoring NOAA's observation services, which have been impacted by workforce and budget cuts. The resolution asks Congress to include buoy system funding in the 2025 appropriations bill and ensure long-term support for coastal safety infrastructure. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
A man was identified on Friday for discharging a handgun from a moving vehicle. Alaska State Troopers received a report in Anchor Point on Saturday, April 5th, of an individual firing a gun from a vehicle on the Sterling Highway. After an investigation, the suspect was identified as 20-year-old Christian Ludlow. Authorities determined that Ludlow had discharged a handgun while the vehicle was in motion, resulting in damage to a road sign. Under an Alaska statute, discharging a firearm from a moving vehicle constitutes a Class C felony. Following the investigation, Ludlow was located on the Thursday prior. He was issued a summons to appear in court to face the charge. An active-duty U.S. Army soldier is charged with murder following a deadly shooting in Fairbanks. The Fairbanks Police Department says officers arrested 24-year-old Fort Wainwright soldier Adias Robertson yesterday on charges of first-degree murder, tampering with evidence, and violating conditions of release. He's accused of shooting and killing 37-year-old Joseph Casas at a Fairbanks apartment on Friday. Relatives and friends of a Texas family lost at sea near Homer are continuing efforts to recover their bodies. They held a fundraiser in Temple, Texas over the weekend to support the search. The fishing boat carrying David and Mary Maynard and their two children capsized last August. The fundraiser will help send search dogs and equipment to Alaska. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.